Psalms 136. I want to give you a few truths tonight, and then we'll get us some things to think about, and we'll dismiss, and we'll go home. All right, so Psalms 136, and if y'all stand, please, we'll read the first three verses. Psalms 136, one of my favorite psalms. Psalms 136, verse 1, the Bible says this: "O give thanks unto the Lord, for He is good, for His mercy endureth forever. O give thanks unto the God of gods, for His mercy endureth forever. O give thanks to the Lord of lords, for His mercy endureth forever." Let's pray. Lord, thank You for being the God of gods and the Lord of lords, and thank You for being good. And Lord, thank You that Your mercy endures forever. And Lord, as we take a look, Lord, through Your Word tonight about some things that we need to be thankful for, I pray, God, You speak to our hearts. Lord, I pray You help us, Lord, but as we leave here this evening, Lord, to have a more appreciation for You and the things of Your work and the things of Your Word. And we thank You for all You've done. Lord, bless our pastor tonight as he's away from us. And thank You for all You've done. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. You may be seated. Tonight I want to give us three areas that we as Blessed Hope Baptist Church have to be thankful for. But more than just things we have to be thankful for, I want to give us some, in these three areas that I'm going to talk about tonight, I want us to go beyond just being thankful for them. I want to try to show you from the Bible how that we need to prove our thankfulness. And tonight the title of the message is just how to prove that we are thankful. Before I get into that, I want to make a couple opening statements here about thankfulness. And of course, this time of year, we're reminded about, you know, we see it everywhere about being thankful. But what God's word have to say about that? And the first thing is this, is that it is a sin not to be thankful. And I think y'all would agree with me on that. If you would, let me show you a couple passages of Scripture here. Turn with me, if you will, to Romans chapter 1. And there's a couple passages here. I definitely think we need to look at them. Romans chapter 1. And I don't know about you, but when I see folks that aren't thankful, when I see people who are, you know, they're ingrates, you do and do for people, and they show no thanksgiving, that kind of goes through me. And but the Bible says this in Romans chapter 1, verse 21. It says this: "Because that when they knew God, they glorified Him not as God, neither were thankful." And then we see, if you study this passage out, you understand that this is the digression of moral decay. And it all begins at that first thing, that they glorified God not as God, and then the Bible says, neither were thankful. And them not being thankful led to a lot of great sin. But it all began with not glorifying God or being thankful for all the Lord's done for us. So I think you'd agree with me that not being thankful is a sin. And turn with me, if you will, to, let me show you another passage here. 2 Timothy chapter 3. 2 Timothy chapter 3. And I think, once again, you know where I'm going with here. We all are familiar with this passage. 2 Timothy 3:1. The Bible says this: "This know also, that in the last days perilous times shall come." And I'll just stop there for a second. By the way, we are living in the last days. The last days began when Jesus Christ ascended to heaven, and the church age is known as the last days. And we're living there. The next verse, verse 2, says this, and if this doesn't describe our day and age we're living in, I don't know what passage does. "For men shall be lovers of them own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy." Once again, that word unthankful pops up there. And it's listed in a list of a bunch of sins. And folks, it's a sin to be unthankful. And I think we as Christians, let it not be said of us that we're unthankful people. If there's any group of people on earth that have something to be thankful for, it's we as Christians. So the first thing I want us to see is that it's a sin not to be thankful. The words thanks, and thanksgiving occur over 128 times in the Bible. And I think God thinks it's important to be thankful. And statement number two is this: being thankful is more than just saying some words. Being thankful is more than just saying some words. Turn with me, will, to Psalms chapter 50. And this is Wednesday night Bible study, so I don't think we're hurting ourselves at all by turning these passages. Psalms chapter 50, and let me show you a phrase here that keeps popping up in the Bible. Psalms chapter 50, verse 14, it says this: "Offer unto God thanksgiving, and pay thy vows unto the Most High." I think it's interesting there that after God makes the statement about offering thanksgiving, this, the other phrase is in there, it says, and pay thy vows unto the Most High. A couple Psalms over, Psalms 107. Look there, with, if you will, with me. Psalms 107, verse 22, the Bible says this, 107:22, and let them sacrifice the sacrifices of thanksgiving and declare his works with rejoicing. And one more verse, you don't have to turn there, but Psalms 116, 17, it says this, I will offer to thee, there's that phrase again, the sacrifice of thanksgiving, and will call upon the name of the Lord. That phrase, the sacrifice of thanksgiving, occurs 8 times throughout the Bible. And another passage that kind of sheds light on that phrase is Hebrews 13, verse 15 and 16. Let me read them to you. The Bible says this, by him, therefore, talking about Jesus, let us offer, there's that phrase again, the sacrifice of praise to God continually. That is, the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name, but to do good and to communicate, forget not. For with such sacrifices, God is well pleased. And you know, folks, as you study this out, thanksgiving is more than just saying some words. And we as Christians, we're good. We know how to say what we need to say, don't we? We know how to say the right things. But being faithful is more than just saying the right phrase. I'm reminded of John chapter 14, verse 15. And I quote this verse a lot to our young people. Jesus said this, if ye love me, keep my commandments. And being thankful, folks, is a whole lot more than just a few times a year getting together, saying we're thankful, and just uttering the words. We can tell God how thankful we are all we want, and we should tell God that. Because in all these passages, it says that we should praise God and say we're thankful, but then it also says we should offer the sacrifice of thanksgiving. But God is just as interested in how we show Him that we're thankful. God's interested in how we show our thanksgiving. Words don't mean so much if they're not backed up by action. And I think us as men, that's kind of proven in how we treat our wives. And we can tell them we love them so much, but unless we're there and prove our love to them, then our words don't hold a lot of merit, do they? And my wife right now, of course, I think most of you know, we're expecting our 4th child. And my wife in her pregnancy, she is very, very sick. And these first few weeks, man, she's been sicker than a dog. And I've really had to prove my love for her these last few days. I mean, I actually, can you believe this? Sunday afternoon, I actually had to fry the hamburger for our Sunday afternoon dinner. I mean, you know, I know, feel sorry for me, okay? And tonight, I actually had to put the stuff in the oven. Can you believe that? I mean, just pray for me. But we as husbands, we need to prove the fact that we love our wives. And you know what? Our love for God's no different. And our thanksgiving to God goes far beyond words. So tonight, that's kind of a launch pad. How to prove we are thankful to God. So let me give you the 3 areas we need to be thankful for, how we can prove that we're thankful for these. First of all, number 1 is this. Let us be thankful for and prove our thankfulness for our heritage. Let us be thankful for and prove our thankfulness for our heritage. The Bible says in Psalm 16, verse 5, the Lord is the portion of mine inheritance and of my cup. Thou maintainest my life, my lot. The lines are fallen unto me in pleasant places. Yea, I have a goodly heritage. The word heritage there, it means occupancy, it means an heirloom, it means a possession. And may we echo the psalmist and say, we have a goodly heritage. You know, there's some areas of our heritage we need to be thankful for. How about our heritage of being made in the likeness of Almighty God? You know, I'm thankful that God made us the way He did. You know, God makes humans unlike any other of His creation. He made us different than the angels. He made us different than His other creation. And God made man in such a way that He made us solely for His pleasure. The Bible says in Revelation 4:11, I love this verse, it says, Thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory, honor, and praise, for Thou hast created all things, and for Thy pleasure they are and were created. Do you realize, as humans, God made us different? We are created to bring God pleasure. And I'm thankful for that heritage. I'm glad that we're not like animals. those are. I'm glad that God made us so we can fellowship back with Him. You know that even the angels in heaven would covet to have a relationship that we can have with God. We're made in His image. What a heritage that is as human beings to be made in the image and likeness of Almighty God. I'm thankful for that heritage. I'm thankful for the heritage of having a Creator and Him being our God. But not only our heritage of the likeness of God, how about this? How about our Baptist heritage? I'm thankful for our Baptist heritage. You know there's a reason out there and that sign out there. It says Blessed Hope Baptist Church. There's a reason it says Blessed Hope Baptist Church. And I hope we as Christians who call ourselves Baptists understand the heritage of being a Baptist. And folks, you need to study that a little bit. You need to realize where we came from. It was done on purpose. Folks, we're not Protestants. Okay? You know, I'm kind of offended when sometimes you have to fill out religious information on different surveys. There's never a Baptist category. And but for us, they try to lump us in as Protestants. Folks, we're not Protestants. We didn't come from the Catholic Church. We were never part of the Catholic Church. We can trace our roots all the way back to Jesus Christ and His disciples. And yeah, we may the name Baptist has been changed throughout history, but our beliefs, our heritage, who we are, can be traced right back to Jesus Christ. We need to understand the persecution that our early Baptist forefathers went through so we can call ourselves Baptists today. Folks, understand, study a little bit. Even after coming to America, do you realize the Baptists were persecuted by about every other group that came to establish religious freedom? Do you know the Baptists were persecuted by the Pilgrims? Did you know that? Pilgrims weren't Baptists. And the Baptist people, when they came to America, were persecuted by those folks because they solely believed in the Bible. And even those folks that came in name of religious freedom, they still kind of did some of the things the Church of England did. And the Baptist people wouldn't do that. And because of that, they were persecuted. And we need to understand that. And folks, get Brother Beller's book, American Crimson Red. Read that sometime. We need to be proud. We need to be thankful for our heritage as Baptists. And I believe if you'd understand that and realize what it went through for our forefathers, that we would be thankful. We'd have a deeper meaning and understanding of calling ourselves Baptists. Praise the Lord. I'm thankful for our Baptist heritage. Not only that, folks, but I'm thankful for the heritage of being a member of Blessed Hope Baptist Church. I'm thankful for the heritage that we as Blessed Hope Baptist Church have here. You know, there's been a generation that went before us who pioneered a work and has given it to us as a heritage. Many of that generation is sitting in this room tonight. And what you see today hasn't always been here. And I think you understand that. Those buses that are parked out there, those buses that we're going to get on and run Sunday, the Christian school in the basement that our kids go to, all the ministries that we use here to reach people did not just appear from nowhere. No one waved a magic wand and they were here. They were given to us as a heritage. And we need to be thankful for them. It's time that we, the younger generation, prove that we are thankful for that heritage by doing the things that the older generation did so that we can later on pass them to our kids as a heritage of the Lord's heritage. We need to be doing what they passed to us. They passed to us a heritage. We need to carry on that heritage. How do we prove that we're thankful for the heritage of Blessed Hope Baptist Church? I'll tell you how we prove it. By getting involved and doing what they did. By getting involved. Don't say that you're thankful for Blessed Old Baptist Church and never give tithes and offerings. Don't say you're thankful and you don't give. Those people who are truly thankful for this place are the ones who put their money where their mouth is. Amen? And are the ones who are involved. Don't say you're thankful for Blessed Old Baptist Church and never get involved in the things that are going on around here. That doesn't prove that you're thankful. You can say you're thankful, but unless your actions prove that, then you can say it all you want. Those aren't the ones who are thankful. The ones who are truly thankful for Blessed Old Baptist Church and its heritage are the ones who don't just talk about how much they love their church, but they prove it. And you know what, folks? We should be thankful for and prove our heritage. I'm thankful for the heritage of Blessed Old Baptist Church. I'm thankful that I have a place that I can bring my kids and I know they're going to get taught right. I'm glad for that godly heritage. Let us be thankful tonight and prove our thankfulness for our godly heritage. Not only that, but we should be thankful for and prove our thanks for our brethren in Christ. You know, I'm thankful for the brethren. The Bible says this in 2 Thessalonians 1:3. It says this: "We are bound to thank God always for you, brethren, as it is meet, because that your faith groweth exceedingly, and the charity of every one of you all toward each other aboundeth." 2 Thessalonians 2:13. Let me read this verse to you. It says this: "But we are bound to give thanks always to God for you, brethren, beloved of the Lord." We need to be thankful for each other. God has put us here, and we need to be thankful for the brethren. The Bible says in 1 Peter 1:22, "Seeing ye have purified your souls and obeying the truth of the Spirit unto unfeigned love of the brethren. See that ye love one another with a pure heart fervently." 1 John 3:14, "We know that we have passed from death into life, because why? We love the brethren." And folks, we need to have love as brethren here at Blessedville Baptist Church. We need to be thankful for the brethren, and we need to prove our thankfulness for one another here. You know, God in His wisdom designed it so that we could work together for Him. You know, God didn't make us all maverick Christians. We're not all out there by ourselves trying to do something for Him. He, and in His wisdom, He designed and organized and started the local church. And we need to be thankful for the brethren of the local church. You know, the word church comes from the Greek word ekklesia. It means a called out assembly. And that's what we are. We're here together as brethren. Let us be thankful for one another. Amen? Let's be thankful for what God's done for us here. Take a look around you. Just look around. God has blessed us here at Blessed Hope with some good folks. God blessed us here. And, you know, a lot of churches you go to nowadays, you walk in, and there's a common denominator of a dead church. You know what it is? The absence of men. And I'm thankful when I look around here, there's men at Blessed Hope Baptist Church. There's also an absence of youth. And I'm glad that we have youth here at Blessed Hope Baptist Church. I look around, I'm thankful for the brethren tonight. I'm glad I can look at you and call you brother and sister in Christ. I love using that word. I say that a lot. Hey, brother, how you doing? We're brothers and sisters in Christ. I'm thankful for the brethren. God has put us here, and we need to be thankful for our brethren. And, you know, what we have here, we have people who love God, people who are willing to give of their time and their talents to God. All, you know, in fact, the buildings that are on this property are a testimony of the brethren. I like how we do it here at Blessed Hope. I like that we build most of the things ourselves here. That's how we do it in this area, because of where God put us. But I'm glad of that. It's a testimony of the faithfulness of the brethren. And we need to be thankful for that. We need to be thankful for what God has done. Hey, folks, look, hey, none of us are perfect. Okay? None of us are. We also have our faults. I like that song. He's still working on me to make me what I ought to be. Hey, you know what? Hey, He's still working on all of us. Is this heaven? I mean, is that the New Jerusalem out there? I don't think so. And until we get there, folks, guess what? We're all a work in progress. Amen? And we're going to be patient with one another. You know, when we do wrong, we want people to be patient with us, don't we? I mean, if we mess up, don't we want people to be patient with us? I'm glad Pastor Ross was patient with me when I was a teenager. Amen. I won't be here tonight. Okay? He was patient with me. My parents were patient with me. And thank God for those who are patient. You know what? Let's do this, though. Let's be patient to others when maybe they're not doing right. Let's be patient. We're all going to mess up. You know, we don't need to fight amongst each other. Let's be thankful for the brethren. Let us prove our thankfulness for the brethren by treating one another the way Christ would have us treat each other. Let's be thankful for each other by proving it. We're not thankful for the brethren when we hold bitterness in our hearts for anyone. That does not prove our thankfulness one bit. You know, we're not thankful for the brethren when there are people that we gossip about and run down when they don't do something we don't think is right. That doesn't prove our thankfulness for the brethren. We want people to be patient with us, so let's be patient with them. I think it ought to be summed up in this verse, 1 Peter 3:8. I think this should be our theme verse for all of us. Finally, be all of one mind, having compassion one of another, love his brethren, be pitiful, be courteous. Amen? And we need to be that for one another. So, you know what? If you're really thankful for the brethren, prove it. Prove you're thankful for each other. Let's help each other out. Let's build each other up. Let's be there for one another. And let's be thankful for the brethren. Let's prove that. And last of all, number three is this. Let us be thankful for and prove our thankfulness for the pastor God has given us. Let us be thankful for and prove our thankfulness for the pastor that God has given us. The Bible says in 1 Timothy 5:17, "Let the elders that rule well be counted worthy of double honor, especially they who labor in the word of doctrine.
Or if that's me.
If this verse doesn't sum up our pastor, I don't know what verse does. Let me read that again. Let the elders that rule well be counted worthy of double honor, especially they who labor in the word and doctrine. You realize, folks, we are blessed to have the man of God that we do. We are blessed. You know, here are some things about our pastor that we should be thankful for. Number one is this, his vision. I'm thankful for the vision of our pastor. The Bible says in Proverbs 29:18, where there is no vision, the people perish. But he that keepeth the law, happy is he. You know what, folks? I'm glad that we don't have a pastor who is satisfied with how we're doing. That he's not satisfied with just maintaining, but is consumed with building what God has entrusted him with. I'm thankful for that. I'm glad that we have a pastor with a vision to see us in a new school building out there, amen? I'm glad that we have a pastor that has a vision to see the basement of this church be converted into Sunday school rooms. I'm glad that we have a pastor with a vision to see Blessed Hope Baptist Church grow the next level that God is leading us to. Thank God he has a vision. And thank God he has a vision to not allow us to be comfortable in our Christian lives, but is always trying to get us to take the next step of faith. Thank God for his vision, because according to the previous verse we just read, if he didn't have that vision, Blessed Hope Baptist Church in its near future would cease to be effective. Because the Bible says where there is no vision, the people perish. Oh, we still may have a building, but it takes vision to keep us on the right track of snatching souls out of hell and rescuing and salvaging lives for Jesus Christ. Thank God for the vision of our pastor. Amen. Thank God for his vision. I'm thankful for the vision of our pastor. And you know what we need to do, folks? We need to get behind his vision. He's the leader here. If you're going to join and be a member here, let's get behind what the pastor's doing. Amen? If the pastor says we should do it, let's get behind him and support him. We got a pastor who walks with God. We got a pastor who knows God, who knows his will. I witnessed that a lot. I remember this past summer, we were making some decisions about school and some decisions that he was really struggling with and really praying about. And he made this decision. And just a couple weeks ago, we were privy to some information that, you know what? If he wouldn't have made that decision, then things wouldn't be the way they are now. You know how he was able to make that decision? Because he walks with God. He's wise. He has wisdom. And you know what? He's just a man like us. But the Bible says he's worthy of double honor. And we as Christians, especially members of Blessed Hope Baptist Church, let's get behind the vision of our pastor. Not only that, but I'm thankful for his stand for the truth. The Bible says in 2 Timothy 4:2, preach the word, be instant in season, out of season, reprove, rebuke, exhort with all long suffering and doctrine. Thank God that our preacher isn't afraid to do that. Amen. I'm glad we don't have a preacher with a noodle wrist and a jelly spine, and pardon this phrase, but I'm going to say it anyway, with pink lace on his underwear. Amen. That's not the pastor we have here. If it needs fixing, thank God he'll fix it. Amen? Thank God he's not afraid to do what needs to be done. I'm thankful for that. And here's an idea. The next time Pastor Jerry gets honest about something, and you know what? Sometimes he has to. The Bible says he's supposed to reprove and rebuke. Sometimes that's the job of the pastor. Sometimes he needs to get honest about something. But the next time he has to do that, instead of sighing and thinking, how dare you meddle in my business, preacher, why don't you fall on your knees and thank God we have a man of God in our lives who cares enough about us to help us. Amen? Thank God for that. We need to get the Hebrews 13:17 mentality. Obey them that have the rule over you and submit yourselves. For they watch for your souls as they must give account, that they may do it with joy and not with grief, for that is unprofitable for you. Thank God for a pastor who's willing to stand for truth. You know, I've made up my mind about a couple things. You know, I'm a pretty easygoing person. And, you know, It takes a whole lot to get me going about something. But you know what? I seldom ever, ever really get angry about things. But you know, I've decided there's a couple things I'm already going to be angry about. I've determined what those are. And there's some things in my life. One of them is trash talking my church and my preacher. You know what? I think that's worth fighting for. I really believe that. I don't just have loyalty to my preacher. I have all loyalty. You know what that means? That's offensive loyalty. I don't just defend him. I offend him. Not offend him. But I will stand up for him. I'll fight for him. And I believe that. And we as members of Blessed Old Baptist Church should have that kind of attitude toward our pastor. But not only that, I'm also thankful for his compassion. You know, I'm also thankful for a man of God that knows how to cry with me when I'm going through a hard time. Many times we've sat back in the office and shed some tears together. I'm thankful for that. I'm thankful he not only knows how to preach a face-ripping sermon, but he's also pretty good about being at the hospital bed in the middle of the night. He's also pretty good at being at the casket when the loved ones have passed and is there to help us when we need his wisdom. You know how many people around this world would love to have Pastor Jerry Ross as their pastor? A lot of them. I remember one year I went to camp, and I took the teens to camp, and I was amazed. As I'd walk around the week, I saw probably three or four different people carrying around his book reading it. And, you know, I'd just make casual conversation. I said, "What are you reading there?" "Oh, man, this book, the Teenage Years of Jesus Christ. I can't believe the wisdom in this book." And I kind of, pardon me here, puffed up with a little pride and said, "Hey, you know what? That's my preacher." You know how many people in this world would love to have Pastor Jerry Ross as a pastor? You know what? I'm glad they don't, because if they did, we wouldn't have him. I'm glad he's our pastor. I'm not just trying to build him up tonight, but I am trying to do what the Bible says and show us that we need to bestow upon him double honor. Now we know, and he knows, that if it wasn't for Jesus Christ, he'd be nothing. And he knows that. Jesus Christ is the preeminence here. Jerry Ross isn't the preeminence, Jesus Christ is. We know that. But you know what? It's our attitude as church members to get behind a preacher and what's going on. I'm glad for his compassion. And you know what we need to do? We need to decide that we're going to prove our thankfulness to our pastor. We need to prove it to him. We need to prove it by being in church every time the doors are open to hear the sermon that he spent time with God with to prepare for us. We need to show our thankfulness to him by being here. We need to prove it by saying amen when he is preaching. Say amen or oh me, but let's say something. Lots of times it's oh me. Let's show our faith. Let's prove it to him by saying that. Let's prove it by sending him an encouraging note to say we're praying for. Let's prove it by everything we do, doing it for the glory and honor of Jesus Christ. Let's prove our thankfulness to him. You know, we at Blessed Old Baptist Church have a lot to be thankful for. And tomorrow, as we're eating our bountiful feast, praise man, I cannot wait for tomorrow. I've been looking forward to fried turkey since the last year I had some. And I love fried turkey. If none of you have ever deep fried turkey, that's the way to eat it. Okay? That's good stuff, alright? I've been looking forward to that. I've been looking forward to the pecan pie, man, apple pie, all that good stuff we're going to eat tomorrow. I've been looking forward to that. But amidst that, football we're going to watch, praise God for football on Thanksgiving, I love it, and taking a nap, amen, and I'm always going to love the football if the Colts win tomorrow night, okay, but besides all those things we do on Thanksgiving, let's remember how good God is to us. Let's remember that. Let's not forget. Let's not get so caught up in all that we're doing and forget about how good our God is to us. God is good all the time. All the time, God is good. I'm so thankful for all the Lord's done for us here. And folks, let's go beyond just being thankful. Let's prove our thankfulness. Let's prove it. Let's prove it. Let's prove our thankfulness for our heritage by getting involved in what's going on around here. Let's prove our thankfulness for the brethren that God's put here by being there for each other, by lifting each other up, by helping each other. Let's prove our thankfulness for our pastor by getting behind them and what's going on here. I want to end the service this way tonight. If y'all stand with me, please, turn your Bibles to Psalms 136. I think this would be a fitting way to end the service. One of my favorite psalms, because in this psalm, every verse reminds me of something that I need from God every day, and that's His mercy. And let's just do this. Let's end our Thanksgiving Eve service tonight by reading together Psalms 136. And let's think about what we're reading. Ready to begin. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for He is good, for His mercy endureth forever. Oh, give thanks unto the God of gods, for His mercy endureth forever. Oh, give thanks to the Lord of lords, for His mercy endureth forever. To Him who alone doeth great wonders, for His mercy endureth forever. To Him that by wisdom made the heavens, for His mercy endureth forever. To him that stretched out the earth above the waters, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that made great lights, for his mercy endureth forever. The sun to rule by day, for his mercy endureth forever. The moon and stars to rule by night, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that smote Egypt in their firstborn, for his mercy endureth forever. And brought out Israel from among them, for his mercy endureth forever. With the strong hand and with the stretched out arm, for his mercy endureth forever. To him which divided the Red Sea into parts, for his mercy endureth forever. And made Israel to pass through the midst of it, for his mercy endureth forever. But overthrew Pharaoh and his host in the Red Sea, for his mercy endureth forever. To him which led his people through the wilderness, for his mercy endureth forever. To him which smote great kings, for his mercy endureth forever. And slew famous kings, for his mercy endureth forever. Shihon, king of the Amorites, for his mercy endureth forever. And Og, the king of Bashan, for his mercy endureth forever. And gave their land for a heritage, for his mercy endureth forever. Even a heritage unto Israel his servant, for his mercy endureth forever. Who remembered us in our low estate, for his mercy endureth forever. And hath redeemed us from our enemies, for his mercy endureth forever. Who giveth food to all flesh, for his mercy endureth forever. O give thanks unto the God of heaven, for his mercy endureth forever.
Amen and amen. Let's pray. God, thank you that your mercy endures forever. Lord, thank you for being good to us. God, we could be here all night and not even scratch the surface of your goodness. Thank you, thank you, thank you for allowing us to be your people. Thank you for loving us, Lord, when we were unlovable. Thank you for caring about us, Lord, when we deserved to burn in hell, Lord. Thank you for all you've done for us. Now, God, help us to be a thankful people, Lord. Help us not to just to say we're thankful, Lord, but help us to prove it by our actions. And, God, I pray that this Thanksgiving season, Lord, and just not this time of year, but throughout all the year, Lord, we would be thankful people. God, I pray when you look down at Blessed Hope Baptist Church, you'd see a people who love you, who are thankful for what you do, and who, Lord, want to accomplish something for your glory. Now, Lord, I pray you bless us, Lord, and I pray you bless this short time as invitation, Lord. Do in our hearts what needs to be done. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.